The following program is for mature audiences only. The views expressed by the people and other guests on the podcast are their opinions and their own and don't reflect the institutions or establishments that they work for. So please do not get our asses fired or canceled. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Glad You Made It podcast. Welcome back. It's been a minute since I've talked to you guys. This is just me checking in. It's been a minute since I've talked to anybody. Well, not anybody. I'm not saying like I'm isolated in like a, you know, like the Mojave Desert or something, and, you know, or I've been living on the moon or at the bottom of the ocean with the Titanics and the submarines. No, I'm just out here in these streets, not like in a dangerous way, very, very safe streets, like cul-de-sac ice cream man still comes, you know, comes through the neighborhood. The paleta man comes through, it's a safe neighborhood. I'm not in the streets. You know, there's like a boba. You can get boba in the streets that I'm in. There's like a yoga studio. There's an escape room. That's like really the equivalent. That's how you know when it's a safe neighborhood. It used to be like yoga studio, smoothie shop. But if there's an escape room in your neighborhood, yeah, that's a safe neighborhood, because most escape rooms in bad neighborhoods is just the neighborhood in general. You're trying to escape the neighborhood. That's not a joke on gentrification or poverty. That's just more of an accurate observation of the way the economy. Never mind. Anyways, hopefully you're all doing well. It's really nice to talk to you guys. I haven't done any episodes in a while because that was season one of Glad You Made It podcast. And honestly, I got to tip my hat to myself and my wife, because are you serious? You know, we locked down some great comedians, some great actors and actresses. Yeah, go back and listen to the seasons, you know, or excuse me, the season. Like, we got some heavy hitters in the first season. So, you know, let's try to get some more back, you know. And if it's just for right now, I'll be honest, I'm in a transition period. Don't worry. It's not like a bad transition period. As some of y'all may know, I am in the military, so I'm on assignment right now and I'm away from my family. So I'm working with what I have right now. And so right now I got two laptops and a microphone where I'm at. Some of y'all know where I'm at. Some of y'all don't. When that's fine. I don't know how to overshare, you know, with the military. But I'm away from my family, and not for an extended period of time, but a long enough time. I miss my family, miss my wife, miss my dog, miss my son. You know, went and visited my wife over the 4th of July weekend. That was cool. We had a good time. I had a chance to see my wife perform. Man, that shit was cool. I'll be honest, because y'all have to understand how hard my wife like really puts in. For those who don't know, she's a professional, you know, dancer, ballroom, cheerleading, you know, burlesque, if, you know. I don't know if I should bleep that out. She'll probably yell at me later. But, you know, that was back in the day. But like, long story short, my wife be dancing, and she's great at it. She's absolutely phenomenal. I'm her biggest fan. Like, sorry, Shishi. Sorry, mother-in-law. But I'm her biggest fan. Y'all don't even understand. I know the hard work that she puts in, and I'm extremely proud of her. And she has done so much over, you know, the last few years by putting the work in with their body, getting, you know, diet, everything. You know, I don't even want to sound like a like one of those motivational dudes on Instagram, but it really is a lifestyle, bro. You got to understand, it's like a lifestyle, you know. You know, you wake up every day, you bleed sweat, you know, you get a motivational book out, you talk to your creator of choice, man. You talk to your deity, and you just kind of live, you know, after you get like an ice-shaked blended espresso with served at 140 degrees, even though there's ice in it. Like, that's what you do, man. If y'all haven't figured out yet, I haven't been doing comedy, and that's fine. I'm honestly just working on myself, you know. Been discovering a lot of new things. Honestly, trying new things, being bad at new things is fun. Learning new things, talking to new people, getting out into the community, doing volunteer work. I'm really proud of like the human I'm becoming, you know. It's never too late to be a better person. You know what I mean? That's the fun part. That's the fun part. We live our lives. We do the best we can. We make a shit ton of mistakes and we're like, oh my God. And then we keep moving. You know? I'll be honest. Okay. So, I kind of needed to talk to somebody. And so in the military, you normally talk to like a, you know, therapist, but, mental health in the military, there's a weird gray area. It's a tightrope that you have to walk. It's a tightrope that you walk in no man's land. That is also a gray area. And that's wrapped in an enigma within a mystery that is a puzzle. It is, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. So you could talk to a mental health professional. You could talk to a chaplain. On this particular day, I decided to talk to a chaplain. And it was not a great session. I'll be honest with you. And chaplains, you have, you know, pretty much you could say anything you want. And I said just a little bit, not even heavy, like, hey, you know, miss my family. And he was just like, he didn't hit me no scripture, no like cosmic beliefs, no, you know, well, Job said to, you know, Job's, you know, did this and Job went through the, no, didn't hit me with no scripture, no opening prayer, no closing prayer. Just was like, hey man, you like football? And I was like, yeah, I do like football. You go to church on Sunday? I'm like, not really. He's like, but you go watch football on Sunday? I'm like, yeah. You like running backs? I'm like, yeah. Who's your favorite running back? I'm like, well, I mean, like, it depends. Is it a fantasy football league? Is it a PPR league? I mean, that's kind of specific. It depends. I mean, I don't really find running backs important. I mostly pick them in like the third round because I mostly focus on a passing system because that's the NFL right now. So I usually try to pick a wide receiver or in the first round and a stud quarterback in the second. That's just personal game. I've won, you know, 3 fantasy football championships. I have friends, I promise. But anyways, he was asking me, he's like, yo, do you watch football? And he's like, yeah, well, you know, running backs, they get hit and they get knocked down and then they get up and they do it all over again. They keep going. I was like, okay. But can I talk to you about, you know, some shit I'm feeling? No, we're going to talk some more about football. Okay. All right, man. Well, thank you, sir. I'm going to go, you know, it's July. So I guess I better go scout those fantasy football rankings and see what Josh Jacobs is up to. I should not be saying this, but oh well. Needless to say, it was bottom line, what I'm trying to say is it doesn't hurt to talk to somebody. But sometimes when you ever talk to somebody, you're like, oh, this could have been an email. Like, oh, I definitely could have just, you know, watched a couple TikToks on mental health. Or, you know, you realize like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't need to talk to you. I needed to talk to someone, but not you. Like when football season starts, you and I can shoot the shit for real. Like, you know, like I want to know, like, hey, who do you think I should start? Should I start, you know, Nick Chubb or should I, you know, Derrick Henry on this game? I need to know, you know, like that's. But if I have like real problems, I might just consult a chatbot like on AT&T or T-Mobile, you know, like they're like, how can I help you? And you're just like, hey, I just need to talk to somebody. And they're like, actually, sir, this is a bot. Well, I'm like, all right, well, you know, just need to talk to somebody. I don't know, you know how basically when you spend time with yourself, all the thoughts in the world, you start thinking about everything. And so, yeah, I've had a lot on my mind. So I've been journaling a lot and that's been helpful. I've been drawing. I've been sketching. You know, I've been drawing people. That honestly, drawing people, that shit is fun because you just get to sit there and look at them and they know you're sketching them. I don't do it like in a creepy way. I'm like, hey, is it cool if I draw a picture of you? And for the record, I'm not good at drawing. I mean, I am. I'm like, okay. But they'll look at it and be like, oh, okay. You're not wearing your glasses? And I'm like, yeah. I'm not that good at drawing. No, I used to be. You know, but I've been taking in observations. You know, last week I saw, I was getting Korean barbecue. I got some bulgogi. Love that shit. And I saw this black guy and a Korean dude. They dapped each other up and my immediate reaction was like, yo, Rush Hour was dope, man. Rush Hour was in their bag. Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan. Now, granted, I know, you know, Rush Hour is about a black man and a Cantonese man, but you know, I'm not saying shut up. Like, okay. You see it, all right, fine. If you saw a Jamaican man and you saw a Japanese man, you would probably think of Rush Hour too. So shut up. All right. Don't be weird and cancel me. I'm not. Are people still canceling in 2023? Is that a thing? You know, we're heading towards an election year, so canceling is probably going to come back. I don't know. But I am trying new things. I'm working on many ways to level myself up as a human being. And whether that is, taking on new tasks, working on your mental health, physical health. I'm down 10 pounds. I don't know if that's a steady diet. I found a new favorite restaurant. I ain't even going to tell you about it because honestly, I want to keep this restaurant not packed and not empty because I need business to steadily flow through there. But this is one of the best, you know, if you like, the style, I won't say, I don't want to give away the type of cuisine it is. It's not Korean. I know I just mentioned Korean barbecue, but it's not that. But if you ever been to Chipotle, if you ever been to a Cafe Rio, if you ever been to a place that kind of like you like, hey, I want this, 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 and you pick this and they give it to you in a bowl. Like this place is the shit. And it is, I am there an absurd amount of times during the week. It is my go-to. I want to tell y'all. If y'all want to know, y'all can DM me, but y'all got to keep it a secret. We can't let this place get too packed because if it gets too packed, then the quality of the food is going to go down. Remember, like there was a time, a lot of people don't remember this, but if you're a little bit older, you know, if you're a little bit older, if you ever listen to Matchbox 20 and Santana, Rob Thomas, You're So Smooth, you might remember a time where Chipotle actually was quality shit. Like, you go there like, damn, we going to Chipotle? Oh, okay. And they was serving the good stuff, but because nobody really knew about them. And now, you know, you say you got Chipotle. Oh, you know, that's a risk. That's a risk depending on which neighborhood you in. So this spot, it is a good spot. I can't tell you the cuisine because that will help you narrow it down. But I'm telling you, it's a solid spot. And they also, this is a podcast that I don't necessarily do as much as I should, but maybe when they start paying me, I will be the champion of this brand. Cause I love this spot. Ugh. I wish I could tell y'all. So delicious. And you just feel right. I just be sitting there eating and flexing. I go back to my spot and I just start flexing while I eat. Cause I'm like, damn, I'm getting strong. I'm down 10 pounds. I'm breathing different. I'm moving different. You know, I'm out here doing these things. That's not even an effect. I'm doing my voice. That's me talking. As y'all can see, that hurts my throat. All right. Honestly. Let's get into it. I saw Spider-Verse, loved it. Perfect movie, saw it twice. I'm watching a lot of new shows. I'll just tell you right now, you can just get rid of a lot of streaming services and just get Apple TV and you're good. Like, you're good. Trust me. Just trust me on that. What are you watching right now? Let me know. Send me an email, gladyoumadeitpodcast@gmail.com, or email me personally at it's Jay Whitaker, ITSJAY, Whiskey Hotel, Indigo, Tango, Alpha, Kilo, Echo, Romeo, @gmail.com. I want to know what you're thinking. Want to know what y'all are looking forward to about season two, or if you don't mind me checking in solo, you know, I would love to know your thoughts. And also, on a more serious note, I'd like to take this time to just personally say rest in peace to an old friend, Cap Martin. You know, I found out through friends, multiple friends, that she passed over the week. And, you know, for those who didn't know her, she was a friend and a friend of one of my best friends that is also no longer with us, Jimmy Martin. Of Geek Show, Big Movie Mouth Off. Long time ago, they were married. And, you know, it's not my business to say anything about their marriage. You know, no marriage is perfect, but I loved both of them. And some of the best memories were made at Jimmy and Cat Martin's house. Anybody that was on Green Street, you just knew. If there was a party at Green Street, you knew that shit was going down. And I met some of the best friends that I still have to this day at their house. And I just, you know, and the last time that me, Jimmy, Cat, and my cat, my wife, were all together was when she was braiding Cat's hair so we could do this celebrity boxing match. And Jimmy told me, yeah, man, it's like $1,000 per ticket. I ain't coming. But, you know, I want to thank, I just want to send as much love to all the friends and family of Jimmy and Cat Martin. I know there's a lot of people that are confused and have a lot of emotions and feelings. I'm here if you need to talk. And I just want to show love for Cat and Jimmy Martin. I miss both of them, you know. And listen, I'll just say this. Send love to the people that you love while you can. Life is short. Be creative. Do the thing that you want to do. Hustle hard. Take chances. Take risks. Bet on yourself. You know, I can say that both about Cat and Jimmy. Those people hustled hard. And being around them both gave me a certain drive and a certain gear that, you know, I feel like I've been missing. And if you knew them well, you just knew it. And so I just want to, you know, show love and thank you. You know, Cat Martin, I just thank you. I thank you for the good memories. And I remember the good times. That's all I care about is the good times. And I hope y'all are just at peace. And I send all the love to y'all. I send all the love to anybody that has been affected by this. Much love to the Cotton family. Much love to Russ. I hope everybody's doing okay. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, come on now. Like, y'all have to understand, 4th of July at the Martin house was like the shit, bro. Like, drinks was pouring, you know. I'm rocking my American flag spandex and Speedos and, you know, doing certain things to Confederate flags and then posting about it on social media and then getting death threats. Yeah, you know. Yeah, that was a cool time in my life. You know, I was out there young, wild and free. You know, I won't say, but I just want to thank the people that were with me on those wild adventures, you know, from, Cat Martin coming through, putting me and Jimmy in the trunk of her car after me and Jimmy had too much to drink at the bar. I don't know. I'm oversharing, but listen, man, life is short. And tell the people that you love that you love them. You know, love hard. Love hard. Don't love soft. Who be loving soft? You want to be out here loving soft like a little bitch? If I love you, I love you. I love hard. Hard. I'll be loving hard. I just be like, man, hey, I love you. I love you, dog. Hey, I would do anything for you as a person and as an individual. Like, I like to think of us like a family, like a company, like a brand, but not like a LLC, not limited liability. I got full liability because I want in on this. We like Vin Diesel with cars. Family. Anyways. All right, y'all. Hope all is well. Take care of yourselves. I'm going to take my ass to sleep. I'm going to post this episode. Probably do no editing because I probably shouldn't. I overshared a little bit. Maybe undershared. But I just wanted to send love into the world. Just really check in and give you kind of an update on on where I'm at. And just send love and energy and positive shit out into the world. Y'all take care. Peace.